presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. Jim and Kitty, faced with the prospect of a long stay upon an uninhabited island in the Pacific, are unexpectedly rescued by a foreign submarine that puts into the island for fresh water. Every square foot of the huge submarine's space is utilized, so the submarine's commander gallantly surrenders the officer's quarters to Kitty, while Jim is quartered with the crew. The voyage, because of the limited space and air supply, is hard on both Jim and Kitty, and they're both very thankful for the short periods when the submarine rises to the surface to renew its air supply. Late one evening, they are cruising along the surface, with Kitty and Jim and the commander enjoying the cool ocean breezes.
Well, Commander, I'm certainly grateful for these little periods of fresh air and relaxation on the surface.
Yes.
Boy, this good fresh sea air is certainly a tonic.
Yes, Commander. This is the part of the trip I enjoy the most. But you know, there's something I'll never be able to understand.
No? And what is that, Mrs. St. John?
How in the world can you and your men stand the close confinement of these quarters for months at a time? Hundreds of miles from land, much less a nice, friendly port.
Well, submarine crews, Mrs. St. John, are the very cream of the Navy's crop of men. They're all hand-picked volunteers who become trained specialists. It's hard, confining, dangerous work, but like everything else, it's our job, duty to be done, and we become accustomed to it.
Well, you certainly got a fine crew aboard this craft, Commander.
Thank you. There are none finer, Jim. Oh, by the way, Mrs. St. John.
Yes?
I'm afraid our time is up, and we've got to prepare to submerge. So I think you'd better stop to go below and get comfortable for the night.
Yes, sir. Good night, Jim. Good night, Commander.
Good night, Kitty.
Good night, Mrs. St. John. Do be careful. Watch your step there.
I'm all right, Commander. I'm getting used to climbing around now.
Well, say, Commander, isn't that smoke over there on the horizon? I notice you've been watching it closely while we were talking.
Yes, I've been watching it, all right. That's why I sent Mrs. St. John below in a hurry. It's much too far off to be certain of the type of vessel it is. But I'm sure of one thing. It's a big one.
And it might be an enemy vessel, hmm?
Quite. Either a warship or some sort of merchantman. But regardless of whether it's neutral or enemy, we must approach her and look her over.
Well, here's hoping it's a neutral. And what's more, a good old American neutral.
Rather, if only for your sake. But I'm not particular about her nationality as long as she is a neutral. Then I can jolly well put Mrs. St. John and yourself aboard and be freed of this responsibility.
Yes, I understand perfectly, Commander. I appreciate all you've done for us. I thoroughly enjoyed your hospitality, but I'd just as soon be aboard something a little more safe.
Righto. Well, let's hope for the best, old man. But of course, I must warn you, if it turns out to be an enemy warship or merchantman, you should be obliged to attack. And in that case, you'll be in for some very unpleasant moments.
Don't mind me, Commander. I've had my share of plenty of unpleasant moments. I've always managed somehow to come out on top. You just proceed in the regular line of duty and forget about us. We'll gladly take all the risks without kicking.
Oh, thank you, Jim. By the way, I'd really appreciate it if you'd just keep our little discovery from Mrs. St. John until we are reasonably certain of the identity of the ship.
Trust me, Commander. Well, guess I'll amble down below and get out of your way. I'll go in and keep Mrs. St. John company for a while. That will keep me clear of your crew. Well, so long, Commander. Here's hoping that vessel is flying the good old Stars and Stripes.
I'll take over the periscope again, Lieutenant.
She must be coming up on us pretty fast now.
Yes, sir. She's in full view now. A little too far off to clearly identify her nationality. She's traveling about, I can say, 30 knots an hour, sir.
Right-o. Stand by for orders, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir. She's approaching on the starboard, sir.
Very good. Engines half speed.
Yes, sir. Engines half speed.
Engines half speed.
Put about to starboard.
Yes, sir. Put about to starboard.
Put about to starboard.
There's a rather large craft, right enough. We'll hold our present course until she's close enough to identify her, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir.
If she's a neutral, we'll come up to the surface on a port side. Give her the command to halt, cut across her bows, and have the skipper take these people aboard.
If she's a neutral, come up on the surface on a port side, give the command to halt, cut across her bows, and have skipper take these people aboard. Yes, sir.
But have your men man the torpedo tubes and the deck gun if she's an enemy merchantman. And give them plenty of time to man the boats, lower away, and row off before we begin to fire on her.
Yes, sir.
Yes. She's a big passenger ship, all right. I can tell by her lines. Fast, too. Coming ahead, holding dead on the course, full 30 knots. She should be up right on us in less than 2 hours. Have your crew stand to, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir.
And aboard the big liner cutting her way through the night, Lil is leaning over the rail watching the moonlight silver the water. The mysterious passenger who held such a strange conversation approaches her and stops to talk.
Well, good evening, mademoiselle. Enjoying the beauties of the night at sea, eh?
Yes. Isn't it a brilliant moon and such a sky? Glorious night. Almost as bright as day.
Almost as bright as day, eh? Yes, unfortunately.
Unfortunately? Why?
Because it gives a clearer sight to the unseen eyes of the deep.
So you still insist there's danger lurking in these peaceful waters, eh?
I am insistent, mademoiselle, because I am sure. Like the ever-watchful eyes of the hunters of the deep, I too have keen and observant eyes. For the past half hour, I have been studying a strange little white line, which you can see if you would look right out there ahead of us.
Oh, yes. What did you see?
Well, of course, there's nothing definite yet. Except that although we are moving in the general direction of that telltale white line, it, in turn, is moving at a much slower rate of speed towards us.
Really?
Observe for yourself. Excuse me if I point.
Certainly.
But if you follow the general direction of my outstretched arm, my finger will trace the faint white line for you.
Yes. Yes, I see it now, all right. What do you suppose causes that?
That, mademoiselle, is something forcing its way through the water against the current. You see, it leaves a trail of white foam like this ship. Only much smaller, of course.
Yes, and what do you suppose that something is?
Periscope of a submarine. It has been lying in wait out here for a ship to approach. Now it moves slowly toward the path of this vessel.
What was that? That slight tremor I just felt.
That, mademoiselle, means that a lookout up there you see in the crow's nest has also sighted that mysterious white line of foam and has notified the captain, who knows only too well what I have just told you, that a submarine is lurking in our path.
Oh, you must be right. Look how much speed we've lost. Why, we're hardly moving now.
Yes, but look how that white line moves toward us now. If you will look closely, you can see the periscope tube protruding above the water.
Where?
Now, look up there on the uncovered portion of the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they are swinging a big signal lantern into play, right in the general direction of the eye of the periscope. Now listen, and you will hear the orders.
Stanfield, Tickle, and quickly, repeat. American ship, American ship, American ship.
Aye, aye, sir. Doesn't seem to stop him, sir. He's still coming ahead.
All right, maybe he hasn't caught it yet. Repeat the warning. American ship.
Aye, aye, sir.
You see, mademoiselle, they are signaling with the blinker to the submarine. But apparently the submarine commander is ignoring our warning.
Yes, but why should we have to warn them? Can't they see that huge American flag painted on the side of the ship? Why, they have big white lights playing on it.
Perhaps the submarine commander chooses to ignore that, too. You see, mademoiselle, he may have a very good reason.
But why? This is an unarmed passenger vessel belonging to a neutral nation. They wouldn't dare molest us.
If one warring nation could sink this ship and blame it on its enemy, it could be used as excellent propaganda.
Look, look, the submarine. It's coming up to the surface now. Look right up there ahead of us. Directly in our path.
Now, do not be afraid, mademoiselle. You will observe we have stopped. The ship is motionless now, so there is no danger of a collision.
Let's go over to the other side and see what happens.
She's right up on the surface now. Give them that message again.
Aye, sir.
Ask him why he's halted us. You gave him the message three times now.
Right, sir. Look, sir.
Huh?
Their hatch is opening up, sir. See? They're breaking out with the blinker.
Yeah, stand by.
Huh? Here comes the answer to our query. Tell your captain we will heave to and come alongside. Our commander is coming aloft to talk with him, sir. That is all, sir.
That's strange. Our commander's coming along to talk with him.
Right, sir.
I'll tell him the skipper will be right out. I'll call him.
Right, sir.
Captain Scully, submarine commander wants to talk to you, sir. They're heaving to and coming alongside.
All right. I'll be right down off the bridge.
Look quick, sir.
Hmm?
There's a civilian aboard that sub. Look. Be careful, sir. It looks to me like it might be some kind of a trick.
The fears of the junior officer are groundless, for the submarine commander knows full well he has halted an American vessel. But what will happen when he springs his big surprise and reveals the identity of his two happy passengers, especially with Lil watching from the upper deck? Don't miss the next thrilling episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.